Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining today's learning conference call. All lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be a question-and-answer session at the end of the call. Your host for today is Ms. Tracy O'Malley. Ms. O'Malley, you may begin, please.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm Tracy O'Malley, the Executive Director of the PUFF Group. We'd like to thank you for taking the time today to join us for the PUFF Group DI Day training. Today's topic is disability by cell plans and will be presented to you by Joe Alma of MetLife. Hopefully you have the presentation so that you can follow along. If you don't have it, you can go to our website at www.plusgroupus.com. And on the right side of the page, under 2011 live conference schedule, you'll see where it says disability by cell plans, and you can click on it. And then you'll go to another page, and the actual presentation will be on the bottom of that page. We hope that you enjoy this presentation. Please feel free to jot down any questions, because you will have an opportunity to ask the questions at the end of this. Okay, I'm going to turn this over to Joe now.
Well, thank you, Tracy, and thanks to all of you for joining me this afternoon to discuss what we at MetLife feel is the unique opportunity that business owners provide to make multiple disability sales. And that's because business owners face threats beyond the basic income protection need that all working Americans face when confronting a long-term disability. It's not just the disabled owner that could be negatively impacted by a disability, but if that owner has healthy partners, they can be negatively impacted if one of their partners becomes disabled, as well as the business itself can suffer if one of the owners becomes disabled. So as we go through the presentation today, we're going to focus on the need for small business owners to protect their business in the event of a disability, and the ability to cover all those multiple needs with MetLife's disability business protection products. Okay, so with that, I'm going to get started through the slides, starting with slide 2 past the cover page. Why talk to business owners about disability insurance? Let's start by looking at some of the opportunities that business owners in particular provide you with to grow your disability block of business. You know, talking with business owners gives you the ability to increase some daytime activities, broaden prospecting opportunities, and really capitalize on some cross-selling possibilities. Gives you the ability to set yourself apart by meeting the different needs that a small business owner has when it comes to disability. And business owners are a great prospect because they're typically aware of the risks that their business has of closing or failing if one of the partners becomes disabled, the risk of not being there to run their own business if they die unexpectedly or suffer a disability, and again, they're aware of that risk of letting down the people who rely on them, their family, employees, customers, and partners. So looking at the next slide, if we think about some of the target business owners and types of business that really lend themselves to disability protection products and multiple sales, engineering and technical firms are great prospects, as well as CPAs, law firms, physician and dental offices, commercial real estate firms, mortgage brokers, surveying firms, and really kind of the broad label here is white-collar professional small business owners really provide a great opportunity for multiple disability sales. Now let's look at the next slide, slide number 4, and start discussing the disability needs of the business owner. Okay, the business owner has multiple disability needs, not just income protection for themselves, but certainly they may look to fund a salary continuation plan with IDI to protect their employees while keeping the business running without them. Certainly they need to protect their own income with conventional IDI coverage for themselves to protect their own income. And then what we're going to focus on this afternoon is the need to protect the business and their partners in the event of a disability. So, and that's where business overhead expense and buy-sell disability insurance really come in. These types of disability products provide reimbursement for covered business expenses when a business owner becomes disabled, kind of keep the lights on while one of the owners is out. And then we have also the ability to protect all the owners of a business if one owner becomes disabled and will not be able to keep being an owner in that business. It protects the disabled owner to get a fair share if they have to sell that business, and it protects the healthy owners so that they can fund the buyout of that disabled owner and sort of take control of who their future partners will be. Okay, flipping to the next slide, slide five, when to focus on business protection. So we've talked about the target types of business, those white-collar law firms, small businesses, and it's also good to focus on businesses where the owner is heavily involved in running the day-to-day operations, where the owner is responsible for paying all or a portion of the ongoing business expenses, and certainly co-owner situations really lend themselves to the disability protection, business protection products, especially when it's not a family-owned business or a real small close-knit business. Okay, flipping to slide number six, the concerns about a disability. Some of the concerns a business owner has regarding a disability include, you know, how would they keep their business running if they were to become disabled? Certainly there's concerns about the ability to pay regular and ongoing expenses, as well as wanting to avoid dipping into business reserves or personal savings to keep that business going during a disability, and having the means for the business to pay a disabled co-owner on an indefinite basis, as well as potentially having the funds to buy out a disabled owner who won't be able to return to the business. And there's a few sort of questions that you can ask your small business owner clients to really help them key in on those concerns. You know, those questions on the right-hand side of the slide. Asking a small business owner, could you keep your business running day-to-day and in a position to succeed if you weren't there? Who would handle your ongoing expenses like rent and utilities or the wages for the other employees if you were disabled and couldn't run your business? Would you need to dip into your personal accounts or business reserves to pay your ongoing expenses? Is there a succession plan in place for if you can't be there? And would you have the funds needed to buy out a disabled owner? And lastly, what would you do if you were the one who was disabled? I think these are some of the questions that will really get the small business owner to key in on the specific special concerns that a small business owner has in the event of a disability to themselves or even one of their partners. Okay, looking at slide number seven, you know, what are the solutions from a disability insurance perspective to these unique small business owner disability needs? For everyday expenses, we have a product called the Business Overhead Expense Disability Insurance Product, and that product is designed specifically for the business owner to reimburse an owner's share of covered business overhead expenses while he or she is disabled. The business overhead expense policy premiums are generally tax deductible as a business expense, so it's easy to be budgeted for. And for co-owners, for businesses with multiple owners, certainly buy-sell agreements funded with buy-sell insurance is a key part of protecting a small business owner from the event of disability. Buy-sell and disability insurance helps protect a business if one of the owners becomes disabled and will not be able to return to that business. By funding the agreement with buy-sell disability insurance, the entire financial burden doesn't fall on the healthy owners to buy out that disabled owner. You have the insurance behind it to fund that purchase. It's a key piece of protecting the small business owner. Okay, so flipping to the next slide, we're going to kind of focus in on business overhead expense and look at the strategy for putting a business overhead expense disability policy in place. What needs to be done is determine the total funds needed for regular coverable business overhead expenses, and then find a structure a BOE, a business overhead expense disability policy, to cover those expenses. So if on a monthly basis and a small business owner is responsible for $25,000 a month of expenses, you buy the BOE policy with a $25,000 a month benefit to help cover those expenses when the disabled owner is out. Sort of keep the lights on in the event that a small business owner is disabled, but certainly planning to return to that business when they get better. Some of the examples of expenses that can be covered and considered when we're determining that benefit amount are things like rent, utilities, maintenance services, employees' wages, depreciation, property and liability insurance, health insurance premiums, taxes and mortgage interest on owned business premises, and certainly if the owner is going to be out for an extended period of time and you have to hire a replacement, the salary of that replacement can be considered a covered expense and part of what is reimbursed during the disability of a small business owner. The second strategy and business protection product that often is necessary is buying disability buy-sell. Many of you may be familiar with life insurance buy-sell, and it's pretty straightforward. What happens to the business, and how does that business continue to run if one of the owner dies? Well, the same concern should really be there if one of the owners of a business is going to be permanently disabled and not return to the business. How do you protect the business? How do you protect the value of that share of the disabled owner's business? And how do you help the healthy owners buy out that disabled owner? And the key piece of protection is the buy-sell disability insurance product. You set up a buy-sell agreement, which would describe the procedure for purchasing the disabled owner's business interest. You know, oftentimes it can be structured in several ways. The healthy owners can buy out the disabled owner in a lump sum fashion. They could do it on a monthly basis or some combination of lump sum or monthly purchases, where after a certain period of time, the disabled owner is fully bought out and the healthy owners now have purchased that share of the business. So you can structure the disability policy to match the agreement between the owners, certainly in those payout methods, lump sum, monthly, or a combination of lump sum and monthly. And you can also structure the ownership of those policies and benefits in several different ways. The buy-sell policies can be set up so the business itself owns the disability policies, which you call an entity purchase, or the business can name a trustee which owns all those policies and facilitates the purchase upon the disability of one of the owners, or you could set up a cross-purchase where each owner owns a policy on all the other owners. So if one person becomes disabled, the other owners together have the funds to buy out the disabled owner. Again, that's the second piece, key piece of business protection policies. The business overhead expense to cover expenses during a shorter-term disability, and then a buy-sell policy to finally fund that purchase of the disabled owner's ownership share if that owner can't come back to the business. All right, flipping to slide 10, sort of a concept or sales strategy of how these two pieces of disability business protection can work together. You can coordinate the timing of the two policies to avoid an overlap or any gaps in coverage. For example, you can take the business overhead insurance and let's say you had a 12-month maximum benefit period on the BOE policy, and the owners themselves came up with an agreement that if one of the owners is disabled for 12 months, you can that they'll have to sell their portion of the business. You can have the BOE cover expenses for 12 months. At the same time, your buy-sell policy can have a 365-day elimination period. So after that one policy, the BOE policy benefits end. It's now time for that owner to leave the business, and the buy-sell policy comes in to purchase the disabled owner's shares. Now, the BOE policy has a 12-month benefit period, 18-month benefit period, and 24-month benefit period, and the buy-sell policies have the same options around elimination period. So you can have a 12-month elimination period, 18-month elimination period, or 730-day elimination period, a two-year elimination period, to really have the two policies work in concert. When the expense plus coverage ends, if that disabled owner is still disabled, now the buy-sell comes in to fund the purchase of that disabled owner's share of the business. So that's sort of how the strategy and concept of the two products can work together in the small business owner market. All right, and then to kind of emphasize in a real-world situation how these two products can not only help protect the business, but give you some perspective about the cost of the premiums for these insurance policies versus the potential cost in real life if you don't have them as a small business owner. So looking at slide 11, let's take a business protection story at work, and we're using these three young folks, Andrew, Laura, and Brian, as our example. These three folks own a small accounting firm. All three contribute to the day-to-day operations and long-term success of a business. And for the purposes of this example, successful business worth $1 million. Okay, flipping over to slide 12, the first concern of our three-person accounting firm. How would they continue to pay the business's ongoing expenses with minimal business interruption in the event that one of them became disabled? The business would suffer if any of them couldn't work for any period of time, and the other owners would have to pick up that slack financially, operationally, possibly for an indefinite period of time. Okay, so flipping to slide 13, here's where we feel MetLife business overhead expense insurance really comes in to solve concern number one for our small accounting firm. Business overhead expense insurance covers qualified monthly expenses. The premiums can be included in a monthly budget. Now you've got a fixed cost in the event of a disability to one of the owners. Those premiums are usually tax deductible, and it may also provide salary for a qualified replacement to perform the duties of the disabled owner. Okay, so let's look at how this strategy works in real dollars versus premiums. If we take a look at slide 14, let's look at the cost to prepare for an unexpected injury or illness by purchasing business overhead expense insurance. So we have our three owners listed, and in this example, Andrew is responsible on a monthly basis for $9,000 of expenses, Laura is responsible for $6,000 a month, and Brian for $5,000 a month. You can see on a monthly basis that Andrew, to protect that $9,000 of monthly covered expenses, would pay $62 a month for the business overhead insurance that had a $9,000 a month benefit amount. Okay, Laura would pay $69 to protect her $6,000 of expenses, and Brian would pay $34 a month to protect $5,000 a month of expenses. If you add up the three premiums, monthly premiums for all three owners, that's a little over $165 a month to collectively protect $20,000 worth of expenses. Okay, so now you have that fixed monthly cost, and each of the owners is protected, including the owners who don't become disabled. They don't have to fork over the money to cover the expenses of the disabled owner. Okay, so you get a fixed cost. You get a fixed cost for a known risk. Certainly a good proposition for a business owner. The second concern that a small accounting firm might have involves the buying out of a disabled owner if he or she couldn't return to work to the business due to a disability. So certainly that business overhead expense protects for a relatively short long-term disability, your 12, 18, or 24-month disability. But if this disabled owner is never going to return to the business, it's a big concern. How do we provide fair compensation to the disabled owner for his or her share of the business to be bought out by the remaining owners? Okay, is that disabled owner going to have to put their share of the business up on the market and look for a buyer while they're disabled? How do we provide the funds to help pay for the buyout without dipping into business reserves if the remaining owners are the ones who are going to buy that disabled owner's share of the business? And lastly, how do we ensure that the remaining owners can purchase the disabled owner's ownership interest and they can maintain ownership interest? This way they control who their next partner is going to be, if anyone. Okay, so now we're going to look at the solution. And again, we feel this is where MetLife's buy-sell comes in, a buy-sell agreement funded with buy-sell disability insurance. The agreement describes how the business is going to handle the buyout. It includes the length of time before the buyout becomes triggered. It puts the insurance provides the funds to facilitate the buyout, and it gives the remaining owners control over how ownership is transferred. So that agreement goes into how much it would cost to buy out a disabled owner, how long that disabled owner has to be out for before the purchase triggers, and then the insurance comes in to fund that purchase and that agreement. So let's look at slide 17 and, again, kind of put some real-world premium numbers to the risk. So let's look at the strategy for buy-sell insurance, looking at the cost to protect each of the owners with buy-sell insurance. Andrew has a 45% ownership interest, which turns out to be and that worth of the business is $500,000 in this example. Laura owns 30% of the business, and that's a $300,000 share of the business value. And Brian owns 25% with a $200,000 value. Okay, to purchase a buy-sell policy that would fund that $500,000, $300,000, or $200,000 on each person, Andrew, to protect Andrew's $500,000 stake in the company, it would cost $147 a month. Laura, to protect Laura's $300,000 stake, we're looking at $162 a month, and to protect Brian's $200,000 stake, we're looking at $84 a month. So again, how does budgeting less than $400 a month compare to the uncertainty facing an expensive and unexpected buyout? Again, you now have a fixed cost to protect a known risk, and that's where the buy-sell disability protection comes in. Okay, looking at slide 18, kind of summarizing here how not only looking at your conventional income protection needs, but really focusing on the business protection needs of the small business owner really provides a whole lot of benefits to your client. It certainly helps with business continuity. It helps businesses stay afloat, and it demonstrates stability to that business's customers. It helps the business maintain their reserves. It may help avoid the need to use personal income or business funds to either pay expenses or to buy out a disabled owner entirely. Recovery. It allows that disabled owner to concentrate on getting better rather than having to run their business while they're disabled. And certainly it helps them put a plan in place, helps avoid the uncertainty of how to handle not only their own disability, but the disability of one of their partners. Okay, and flipping to slide 19, from a producer's perspective, what are the benefits to you to protecting small business owners with disability business protection problems products? You're certainly going to develop stronger relationships. Needs should be reassessed on a regular basis. So it gives you a reason to contact existing clients on a regular basis? Have you brought on any partners? Has the value of your business changed? Do we need to take a look at your overhead expense policy, make sure that it's up to date with your current expenses, and same for the value of your business? It's a conversation starter. Discussing individual disability income insurance can lead to conversations about salary continuation plans, individual disability income insurance for themselves, other owners, their employees, and certainly future sales. Business owners have multiple needs, so one sale can lead to multiple sales, plus referrals to employees, family members, other business owners, etc. So we really feel like business protection products not only cover the business owner, but certainly provide you as a producer with lots of opportunities. Okay, our last few slides here from slides 20 to 23, I just wanted to mention a few marketing pieces that our marketing team has been hard at work creating to help bring these concepts to you in more detail. So they've worked on a producer sales starter, a one-page story overview, and core stories that really sell these systems and talk about all the details. There's also an online interactive walkthrough and overview presentation of really how to get comfortable with the business protection needs story. There's also some letters that can be mailed out to potential clients, some phone scripts, tips on messaging, handling objections, and coming soon, we're going to have some additional client emails, seminars, and invites and the like. And lastly, we have some client brochures with some in-depth real-life examples, some client flyers, which are great handouts or mailers, and we've created a profiling tool, which is a handy guide to help you match your clients' concerns with the right story for each of their needs. And really, the best way to get your hands on all this marketing material is to contact your local Plus Group office. And with that, I just turn it back over to Tracy and the group for any questions that you might have.
Great. So the operator will come on and assist if anyone has any questions at this point.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, if you have any questions or comments, please press the number one key on your phone. Again, if you have any questions, please press the number one key on your phone. One moment while questions come into queue. Our first question comes from Carl Lundgren. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I was just wondering, we're looking at doing maybe videos, maybe stuff that's attached to our website under like a resources tab or stuff that clients can click on and look at stuff, or sending like links through emails, hey, check out this presentation or some such. Do you have anything like that, short videos?
Carl, I'm not sure if we have specific videos to match your needs. I'm wondering if there's a way outside of this call I could follow up, get some more information, and then, you know, kind of connect you with our marketing folks to see what we have.
Sure.
You know what, Carl? I will maybe work through Tracy to get some contact information, and we'll follow up after the call and see if we have anything for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And Carl, just as a little bit of a disclaimer, I'm in the product area of MetLife, so there's lots of marketing resources that are out there that I'm just not super familiar with, so I'd rather, you know, than give you a quick answer. I'll follow up after the call and see if we have something for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, if you have any questions, please press the number one key on your phone. There are no further questions at this time.
Okay, Joe, thank you very much. And if there are any additional questions, please feel free to contact your local Plus Group office. We have recorded this call, and once we receive the tape, we will be hanging a copy of it on our website at www.plusgroupus.com. And again, thank you for joining us today. Our next audio conference will be on September 21st, and that topic is to be determined. So again, please check our website or contact your local Plus Group office for more info. Thank you again for joining us today. And Joe, thank you, and MetLife.
Thanks,
Have a great
Tracy.
Day, everyone. Bye-bye.